Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Happy New Year!
It's not working. Okay, but really, December is almost to a close, and we're going to enter into 2024, a brand new year. So this email is the last one of the series, and it is the last one of its iteration, and we get to see clips from the movie New Year's Eve. And I love these two clips in the email so much. Whenever I hear that speech given, even though it's only like a minute and a half, it gives me goosebumps every time, especially if you watch the full movie. And also, I love the ending. And I'm going to read the ending again, put in my own way. Love turns a lonely world into an abundant one. Love gives us hope. Hope for the new year. And for me, that means another chance to be the love, to be abundant. And just as we heard from Frank Cross in Scrooged at the end, where he is just on fire, he is just like, it's all about love, and you can have it, and you can have it every day, and you don't have to wait for a season to come around. I think these movies, especially about New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and just the magic of this season, is partially there to remind us how special this season is. And the magic involved and the abundance, which we talked about with Polar Express. But we know that it's not about this actual time of the year. It's not about a particular season, winter, fall, spring, summer. It's not about the season. It's not even about the presents or the amazingly good food, festive food, or the things that we get to go to and be part of. It's about love. And that's what's so eloquently shown in both of these clips from New Year's Eve. That it's about this energy. It's about this abundance. It's about hope. It's about embodying love and abundance, and that we can feel it all year long, anytime, and that it has nothing to do with this time of year, and that we can feel it anytime we want, and not just in here, because that's where the love and the abundance stems from. But outside of all of that, outside of us is abundance. Outside of us is love. Outside of us is connection and oneness. Because it's not really outside of us. It is us. And we are recognizing it in everything else that we come into contact with. That's abundance. That's the magic. And so as we transition into a new year, I want you to have that knowledge. I want you to know that you can tap into abundance, the magic, anytime you want, because it is you. And it's all around you, all the time, just waiting for you to acknowledge it and to allow it in. And so this is not necessarily a new year or a new you, right? So that's not really how the universe works. Time is not a thing. for the universe. It doesn't keep track in the terms of time. It's just you deciding that every day you're going to step into the abundant energy and the energy of love and connection and oneness and magic and synchronicity. It also feels like it takes some of the pressure off, doesn't it, too? You know, like, it's not really ending. There is no ending of the year and beginning of a new year. Not really. It all is one. So you don't have to go out and achieve something new or set big goals and, you know, you don't have to do any of that. All you got to do is continue to align to your inner being, to your highest self. Listen and take action from there. Take the inspired action, and the abundance can't miss you, because that's just universal law. The love can't miss you. The connection can't miss you, because you are the energy of all these things. So I hope this has been a helpful series to you. I hope that you feel more present, more aligned, and ready to continue to feel this and continue to have this abundance into all the years of your life. And that when you go back to whatever your regular routine is, that you can look back on this holiday season and really say to yourself, I savored every moment. I was present and I felt so much abundance in every moment. And I'm so grateful for all that time. And I'm so excited for this period ahead of me. And that you don't look back on the past and you don't really project too much into the future, but you know that in any one given moment, your abundance lies in this present moment. Thank you for letting me be part of your abundant holidays. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.